One must say that the Berth Shaw book invited this focus program. Like, so it's basically coming, it's an invitation coming from outside, asking one artist two, like Antonia Behr and Werner Hirsch, to present. I mean, they presented it. It's not a carte blanche. So they presented it. They presented the people that work with these two artists. And then it made us think about that. If this invitation would never have come up, we wouldn't have thought about it. And the funny thing is that this kind of invitation happened also to other artists in the show, like for example Pauline Boudry and Renate Lorenz were invited in London, and they wanted to invite William and me to perform in their focus program, and then I broke my arm so we couldn't go, but now the same thing is going to happen in Glasgow. So you could basically, if you look at all these artists that are here present, you could pick any of them and do the same thing. They're all stars. All these artists are stars, and there's no border around them. So the universe is going like it's. You can't circle it. You can't put a tie around it. And so Marie Vermeeren, she said yesterday, it's like a nebuleuse. And we don't, yeah, it's a kind of constellation, nebula or something like nebula. This. Yeah, it's a, well, they're all stars, it's always moving. And also what I want to say is that there's not one, you cannot pin down one system of relating to each other, nor of nor one collaboration ideology or system. So it's complete plurality. I mean, plurality. And also I appreciate very much that there is such thing as being inspired by the other and being also contaminated somehow, but there's no ideological base that we would say, okay, conspiracy is our thing and we all work with like our collaboration method would be similar to the one of conspiracy, and we could make a list and make a manifesto that's how it is and that's how we should do it. Or scores, everybody has to work with scores because scores is the most ethical way of working together. And since we're all fetishists, we have to do this. Like, no, there's not, you cannot, it's not like this. And there's all these different ways of doing, of relating to each other. I would even say relating to each other rather than only collaboration methods, because it's broader than that. I think the form of relations to that I have, for example, with Lindy Ennis is a very different one than the one I have with Isabel Spengler. And I'm trying to figure out to have one example of a collaboration between people in this nebuleuse, in this nebula who would collaborate but not be friends. And I think it exists, actually. And if you are a love couple, you're not friends anymore. Then you are, but like it's also another. Like William Wheeler and Stefan Penta, they have like this very amazing relation, and they do work together since many years. And so it's I wouldn't call it that it's friends.
Yeah,
they are lovers too. They are, yeah. And I think that is also due to the economic underlying structure. because I think if you work without necessarily a lot of budget and money behind, you tend to choose your collaborators different. You don't do a casting. I mean, I would never dare to do a casting for people that then won't be paid. But my position is a little bit funny because I am quite in all these people. I can get fundings. I'm quite good at writing proposals. I don't know, but like I'm the most. And also I have Alexandra Velenzik, who is working with me on the administration and production level. So I'm one who can now gather money, and so people are paid when they work with me. But the structures. I do it. Yeah. Okay.